thank you for tuning in to another episode of Targeted Talks. I'm your host, Jordan Sava.
In this episode, we're speaking with Arvind Dasari, a medical oncologist at the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, as he discusses the recent approval of fruquintinib for patients with metastatic colorectal cancer. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Dasari. To start, would you be able to highlight some of the background of fruquintinib, including its mechanism of action?
Fruquintinib is a highly selective oral VEGF tyrosine kinase inhibitor of VEGF receptors 1, 2, and 3. It's very highly selective for these targets is very effective as well. And this is in contrast to the other VEGF tyrosine kinase inhibitor approved currently for colorectal cancer, regorafenib, which is a multi-tyrosine kinase inhibitor that inhibits multiple tyrosine kinases with variable efficacy across the spectrum. And perhaps these differences in the efficacy and spectrum of activity explain the key difference between these two drugs.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for that background. And would you mind delving into the FRESCO-2 study and discussing some of the findings from it?
Yeah, so FRESCO-2 study was designed based on and following the original FRESCO trial, which is a phase 3 trial of fruquintinib versus placebo in patients with previously treated metastatic colorectal cancer. And that was conducted in China, and that actually led to the approval of this drug in China. In this trial, patients who had received about 2 prior lines of therapy with metastatic colorectal cancer were randomized 2-to-1 to fruquintinib versus a placebo with a primary endpoint of overall survival. And this study was positive with improvement in overall survival with a hazard ratio of 0.65 and improvement in progression-free survival with a hazard ratio of 0.26. However, the patients that were enrolled onto the original FRESCO trial, as I just mentioned, only had 2 prior lines of therapy. In fact, only about 25% or so received prior VEGF inhibitors, and none of the patients on the FRESCO trial received TAS-102 or regorafenib. This trial also was only conducted in China. So the FRESCO-2 trial, following the results seen in the FRESCO trial, was actually a globally conducted trial. And patients, in addition to have received a fluoropyrimidine, oxaliplatin, and irinotecan, also received and were mandated to receive prior anti-VEGF therapy, and as appropriate, anti-EGFR therapy, immunotherapy, or anti-BRAF therapy. In addition, they should have received prior TAS-102 and or regorafenib. So these patients were much more heavily pretreated in the FRESCO-2 study, and patients were similarly randomized 2-to-1 to fruquintinib versus placebo with a primary endpoint of overall survival. Almost all patients received a prior VEGF inhibitor, as we discussed, almost all patients received TAS-102, and about 50% received regorafenib as well. The study did meet its primary endpoint with improvement in overall survival from about 4.8 months to 7.4 months, with a hazard ratio of 0.66 and improvement in progression-free survival from about 1.8 months to 3.7 months with a hazard ratio of 0.32.
Excellent, and very exciting to have this option. So what does an approval for fruquintinib mean for patients with metastatic colorectal cancer?
As we've seen, this drug is being tested in both third line and fourth line therapies and has been shown to be effective in improving outcomes for these patients. And these patients desperately need novel therapies, and fruquintinib provides a novel therapeutic option for these patients who otherwise do not have any other treatment options. Equally importantly, the drug is also very well tolerated, and these patients who have had multiple lines of therapy and are also dealing with high tumor burden, favorable toxicity profile is also very, very appealing. In fact, quality of life analyses suggested that quality of life is in fact preserved with fruquintinib.
Thank you so much for that. And then, are there any unique challenges or considerations in administering fruquintinib? And how can one manage toxicities that are seen with this agent?
So this is an oral drug given 3 weeks on, 1 week off. So very easy to remember. And in terms of toxicities, the most common toxicities that were noted in the FRESCO-2 trial were hypertension. This is a known class effect and is easily manageable. Of note, other more common side effects that are noted with regorafenib, such as hand-foot syndrome, fatigue, issues with liver function tests, were very, very rare. Again, kind of reflecting the good toxicity profile of this drug. Within the limitations of cross-trial comparison, the proportion of patients who required dose interruption with fruquintinib in the FRESCO-2 trial was 68% in the treatment arm versus 48% in the placebo arm. So not a huge difference between the two arms. As compared to the CORRECT trial that led to the approval of regorafenib, it was 61% versus 22%, so almost a tripling of the proportion of patients who required a dose interruption.
Wonderful. And my last question is, for a community oncologist, what should they take away or know about this approval of fruquintinib?
Looking forward.
Yeah, I think the two big takeaways I would say is, A, this is a drug that's been proven to be effective both in the third line setting as well as in the absolutely refractory setting after patients have progressed and everything else that's available. And that's putting data together from the original FRESCO trial done in China as well as FRESCO-2 trials. So we have two separate phase three trials demonstrating the efficacy of this drug across the third and fourth line therapy options. And secondly, this drug, even though it is a VEGF TKI, in terms of activity, in terms of side effect profile, in terms of tolerance, is different from regorafenib and overall seems to be much better tolerated and with very good efficacy.
Thank you so much, Dr. Dasari. It was great to speak with you on this approval. Is there anything else before we go that you'd like to add, or anything important that we may have missed?
Really looking forward to the approval, and also looking forward to future development of this drug beyond the current approval indication, perhaps moving into earlier lines of therapy or looking to combine it with other drugs, kind of building on its efficacy and good tolerance.